If you can get out of the city this weekend, head for the beach. And what would be the perfect song to play on the radio? Commentator Susan Strait knows, and so do her three daughters.
I turned up the song and we sang with the Beach Boys in the van on a day trip to the coast. The East Coast girls are hip, my three girls chorus, but they're grinning with faint derision. I am a California girl, a native who's lived in the same inland city all my life, the one we're leaving behind now, cruising down the freeway past wind-whipped eucalyptus and smog-shrouded foothills and dusty houses like ours. I wish they all could be, they sing along, and I know that my daughters are the new California girls, very tanned all year round because I am blonde and their father is black. The oldest is almost 13, worried about how she looks, how she fits into the scheme of the world, and so we have notions of American loveliness on our minds. Brittany and Mandy and Jessica and Christina, all blonde, so thin I can't help but say, I hope that big dancer guy doesn't sneeze and blow her off the stage. Mama, they chime, does she look like she can haul 10 bags of groceries, pull a kid from the mulberry tree? Then she's not my ideal woman. My oldest is very tall, with skin like polished pecan. The middle one is thin as an x-ray, her ribs like stair steps to her heart. The youngest one has new penny cheeks and spiral curls. They are so beautiful, strangers stare after them. They are from California, purveyor of television beauty often artificially acquired, home to immigrants from Ethiopia and Vietnam, Mississippi and Mexico, home to blondes with long trails of hair that touch their thong bikinis, and women from Lebanon whose hair is swathed in veils, surfer girls and sari-clad women, all wearing sandals, just like my girls in the back seat. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel all right, they sing, and then ask me, what the heck does that mean? I shrug, but my oldest jumps in. As if, she says, as if that's all who lives there, farmers. That's such a stereotype. And the northern girls with the way they kiss, she folds her arms. That's all they get, the northern girls. This year, my oldest daughter was in junior high. She watched the very blonde popular cheerleaders, and she rolled her eyes at the notion that blonde is the standard of beauty. I was afraid she would believe California really belongs to Pamela Anderson types with beach bodies and icy eyes, but she says, please, all the bad, stupid girls in the movies are blonde. When we headed to the beach for her 13th birthday party, the van was full. Three brunette girls, one redhead, two blonde eighth-grade boys who are the most popular in school, and my daughters, their black curls tinged with auburn from the sun, their arms and legs long and brown. I remembered the first time my girls sang the whole Beach Boys song. The West Coast has the sunshine, and the girls all get so tan. I dig the French bikini. My eldest sighed with impatience. So, the East Coast girls have clothes, the Northern girls can kiss, the Southern girls have an accent, the farmer's daughters, whatever, she says, and we get bikinis? According to the song, that's our sole attribute, that and the tan, I used to say. But that day, my girls wore swim tops and board shorts, like most West Coast girls. They played volleyball and beat the heck out of the boys. And toward dark, I watched everyone huddling close on the sand, leaning toward my California girls, who laughed and laughed.
Susan Strait lives in Riverside, California.